Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today we have an amazing guest, Shabs, or Shabs Be Eaten, from TikTok. Say hello.
Hello, hello. Thank you so much for having me, DJ Medi. I'm very happy to be here and excited to talk food. You know how much I love it.
So. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let's find out, how did it all get started?
Oh, take me back to January of 2025. Or actually, you know, COVID. During COVID, we all rotted quite a bit on our phones. Mm-hmm. You know, I was on TikTok all day, YouTube Shorts, you name it. I fell in love with just watching people eat in their car.
Yeah.
Fast food, local food. And then at that point, I didn't have a car yet, but I was like, one day I'm going to do that. I really want to do that. And then last January, I was just like kind of bored, you know, it was cold. It was rainy out. So I was like, let me just go on Amazon and buy a little phone stand in my car and just review Japadog. So Japadog kind of just started it all. It was one of my favorites. I was like, you know, the review wasn't that great, but, you know, it kind of got me started. And since then, I've been going strong every week.
Fantastic. Oh, my. Okay. And I'm very curious about your look. Where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Egypt, Egyptian born. Grew up most of my life in the United Arab Emirates, actually, a small town near Dubai. Around 2 hours away. It's called Al Ain. Shout out if anyone from Al Ain is listening. Very, very unlikely, but shout out nonetheless. And moved here in 2017 for university, which I'm sorry to say, Linda, but I did study at UBC. I know there's a little friendly
UBC.
Competition.
We love UBC. It's our sister station there at UBC, and you actually been on there. Yes. Tell me about that little experience.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. In my second year of university, we did a little radio TV show. It wasn't live or anything. It was pre-recorded, but it was in the station called Midnight Space Flight, where it was just like, it was kind of like a Star Wars spoof almost.
Cool.
Little comedy, a little silly, but it was a lot of fun. It only went on for like a month, but it was a good time.
I love Star Wars. Oh my goodness. Okay, and we're going to play your first song, but I just want to say congratulations on your 10,000 followers.
Yes.
My goodness.
Thank you.
So that's with just steadying, right? Posting, is that, and then it just kind of grew?
Yeah. Steady posting. I was very fortunate to have a couple of videos blow up, the shawarma, the skinny shawarma one. I didn't realize it was kind of worldwide viral at the time that I posted it, but that almost has 1 million views, so I think that is mainly where the growth was from. But you know, I'm very fortunate, I'm very happy. I really appreciate everyone that's been watching and eating along, you know. Always be eating is what I like to say.
That's right. And we're gonna get deep in it because that's the name of the next song. Tell me about this artist.
So this guy's called Berlioz. He actually came to Vancouver last May. Which is kind of full circle, actually. That was the first time I ever got recognized from Shabsby Eating.
Uh-huh.
At the concert, right out of the concert, I went for a quick Popeyes bite.
Yeah.
And someone recognized me. Anyways, so Berlioz, been listening to him for a couple of years. Great house jazz is his genre. It's very unique. It's jazzy, but with a little bit more beat.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, hope you enjoy the house jazz ride.
Yes, that was, how do you pronounce it? Berlioz?
Berlioz.
Berlioz.
Yeah.
Deep in it on CJSF. And we're going to talk about ramen because you got best places to go in Vancouver for ramen.
Yeah, you know, ramen is, I love ramen. Ramen is my favorite food of all time.
Mm.
Truly. It started when, I don't know if you've watched this, but I basically grew up on Naruto. The anime, yeah. And so when I was, you know, I was a little kid from Egypt and I had never had ramen. And seeing Naruto just kind of scoff the ramen down, I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so good.
They have Dragon Ball in that.
There you go.
What? That's amazing, yeah.
Yeah, so since then, ramen's been my favorite food. So I've actually, based on the Vancouver ramen spots, I've come up with what I think would be the perfect ramen bowl.
Mm.
So I would start with a broth from Dambo.
Yes.
I'd get the thick noodles from Jinya. You know, I get a lot of slack for this, but I'm a Jinya guy.
Oh, yes.
I'd get the meat from Tachan. I don't know if you've had Tachan. It's a little ramen cart. It's Okinawa soba, which is kind of ramen passing, but it's not exactly ramen. But they have the best, like, meat in the city for ramen. I get the side gyoza from Horin Ramen. Excellent stuff. And then I get the fried garlic from Marohachi Ramen. That for me would be the ramen bowl for the gods. It's just perfect. It sounds so perfect.
Fantastic. And we're going to play Ramen Fog on CJSF.
Yeah.
so good, so good. That was Ramen Fog Baba.
Voice like butter, voice like butter.
Right, and you got to say butter because we're talking about food. All right, we're going to talk about your latest post, and you did the best soup dumplings.
Oh, yeah. I went to Wang's Shanghai Cuisine. It was a little Lunar New Year special, if you will. It was great. It was so good. Little spoiler alert. Mm-hmm. This goes in my top five bang for buck in Vancouver. I got like... You know, the steamed xiaolongbao, I got the pan-fried one. I got a whole massive order of noodles and a beef, I don't know what it's called. It's like a beef roll, beef pancake for like under $40.
Wow.
And I'm still eating them to this day. I filmed this review a few days ago, and I'm still eating them. It's crazy.
Oh, fantastic. And then I noticed in the videos, those little like soup dumplings, the juices were just like squishing out and stuff. And I want to know about if there was any accidents that ever happened while you were filming. Any spills, any, you know?
Oh, there's been so many. Where do I start?
Because you do them in your car, right?
Yeah. It's a mess. You know, I always make sure I have a lot of napkins, a lot of water, a lot of sanitizer. But there was one unfortunate incident when I reviewed Shanghai Dim Sum House in Crystal Mall.
Yes.
My favorite xiaolongbao in the city. Where I didn't realize it was gonna explode like it did, and I basically take a bite.
Yeah.
And it's for some of these videos, my fiance is sitting next to me in the car. Shout out Annika if you're listening.
Annika.
And so the xiaolongbao exploded right towards her.
Oh.
So like the hot soup in there kind of went on her, and it was really bad. But thankfully, like everything was good. You know, we had napkins, we had everything in the car, and she was fine. You know, it's still this happened around this time last year, so we still joke about it to this day. Like,
right.
So funny, but what a mess.
Yeah. Okay, and we're going to get to that list, the best bang for your buck, folks, after this song. Tell me about Jocelyn's Dance.
Jocelyn's Dance, another one of Berlioz's songs, another banger. Mm-hmm. Hope you enjoy it. Just good vibes all around. Thank you.
good. So good. OMG. All right, folks. Are you guys ready for the best bang for your buck list with Shabs? Shabs Be Eaten from TikTok. All right. You got some honorable mentions first, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. You know, there's a couple of spots that maybe they're not the greatest bang for buck, but they have to be put in this list. Mm-hmm. I'll start with a classic that we all know and love, the TNT food court. If you've ever been to the TNT food court, they're like, would you call it a buffet? I don't know. It's like a self-serve. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, they have so many options. Their steamed buns are so good. Their coconut bread, everything, all like whatever food you can get at TNT, excellent. Honorable mention. Another honorable mention. This is not a specific spot, but all of Crystal Mall.
Okay.
Crystal Mall is just like, have you been to Crystal Mall?
It's been a while, but
it's like a gem of Metrotown that you wouldn't even know exists unless you like know that it exists. Mm. It's like a little, you know, it's just a food court ultimately, but yeah. It has some of the best Asian eats and they're all so cheap and so good. Like you really can't go wrong. My personal favorite there, as I mentioned before, is Shanghai Dim Sum House. Best Xiaoling Bao in the city. Mm. Another honorable mention, last one. This is my personal favorite food in Vancouver, period, is Deep Cove. It's a little sandwich shop in Deep Cove. Mm. The best sandwich I've ever had, like bar none. And, you know, like it is great bang for a buck as well because it's like $17 for a sandwich, which sounds like a lot.
It does. Yeah.
But, like, you can easily split that sandwich with someone mm-hmm. and both of you will be so full that you won't even be able to finish your half. It's nice. Like, it's unbelievable. It's so good. Well, let's start with the list.
Yes.
So this is in no particular order, okay? So I'm just going to start randomly. I love a good Breca session. Breca is one of those, you know, spots where a lot of students go to study at 2 a.m. if they have a final coming up. But it's like their food there is so affordable. I think their chicken bacon club is like $10 or something, and it's huge, right? Like I've gotten that for lunch once. Like they have a turkey pesto one, I think, as well that's also the same price. They have all these different pastries and they do it for 24 hours a day. Like that's like that's impressive, you know. Like it's kind of crazy. Another one, like I said earlier, is Wang's, the one that I just posted. Xiaoling Bao, noodles, they got it all. So affordable and so yummy. Like great stuff. One that I have to mention is Fujiya. Fujiya, so good. It's technically like a grocery store,
it's a
right?
Grocery store, yeah.
But they have like a little like food section with like curries and sushi and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I think they have like California rolls for like $2.50 or something. It's like it's so cheap. And it's so good. Like, you know, you just can't go wrong. Whenever I'm craving like a little onigiri or like a little sushi and I'm, you know, I'm not feeling fancy, I don't want to go to Hello Nori or wherever, I'll just go to Fujiya, grab a quick bite.
Nice.
The final two, we have Duffin's.
Mm-hmm.
Duffin's Donuts. Yeah. This is like a Vancouver classic.
It
you
is.
Know, it's like you mentioned Duffin's and yeah, everyone
you
knows it,
know
right?
It. Wow. 24 hours too. I think.
I think they recently changed.
Oh, did they?
But it's like it's still like it closes at like 2 a.m. and it reopens at like 5. It's one of those. So it's 22 hours. Duffin's great. They also got it all: fried chicken, sandwiches, donuts. You know, it's in the name. And finally, we have Joe's Italian Deli.
Mm.
Now, I know this one specifically because it was the original location was close to UBC. They Italian spot. They do spaghetti and sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I think their huge spaghetti bowl is like $12.
Okay.
And you can get two sizes for the sandwiches, the half or the full. The half is like, I think, $7.
Mm-hmm.
And the large is like $13. And it will freaking fill you. It is great. And they recently, I think, opened a new location, maybe on Broadway. I might be wrong, but just opened a few days ago. So yeah, that concludes the list. I mean, this list could be 100 different spots if I could, but there are so many great eats here, you know.
Yes, that was an amazing list. And yeah, going out to eat all the time, it must be expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you're paying for, and then sometimes you said you don't pay for them, right? Like the reviews.
Yeah, it's rare. More often than not, like I'll pay for it out of pocket just so I can do the review. Sometimes a restaurant will reach out to me and say, hey, like, would you mind reviewing our food? We'll give it to you for free. I usually accept under the condition that I I'm allowed to be fully and freely honest with it. So if it's not good, I'll say it's not good. And I won't name anyone, but there was a time that I was given something for free, and I gave them not a great review, and you know they weren't very happy with it, but I let them know, hey, you know, that was in the deal.
That's,
you know,
right.
Like that's, you got to let
honest reviews right here, folks, with Shabs.
Always.
All right. Where can people follow you? And what you have your pizza review coming up, you said?
Yes. So today, a little sneak peek, I reviewed AJ's Brooklyn, which I've been told is the best pizza in the city.
Mm.
I'm not going to give away if I thought it was or not, but
right?
It's pretty freaking good. It's pretty good.
So you have to follow to watch the review, right?
Yeah, okay. You can find me on TikTok, Shabs Be Eating, or on YouTube. I do YouTube Shorts, Shabs Be Eating. Also on Instagram. I don't post there as much, to be honest, but also Shabs Be Eating. Shabs Be Eating all around. Look it up. You'll find it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shabs, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van. Thank you so much,
baby.
Linda.
Woohoo! Here's Free Fall on CJSF.
Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, I have the perfect show for you. Come hang out with me at Raccoon City every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Hope to see you there.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Each winter, people in northern areas eagerly wait for lakes to freeze so they can go ice fishing or ice skating. But as the climate changes, winters are getting warmer, and in many areas, lakes are freezing later in the fall and melting earlier in the spring. Warmer weather also makes ice weaker and more likely to break. So if you're heading out onto a frozen lake, it's important to take precautions. Bring safety gear like a life vest, ice pick, and rope, and pack a tape measure you can use to check the ice's thickness. It should be at least 4 inches thick to walk on and much thicker to drive onto. And remember, these guidelines only apply to clear ice, which forms as lake water freezes. White ice, which forms from ice or snow that is thawed and then refrozen, is weaker and needs to be much thicker to be safe. If ice does start cracking beneath you, lie down to spread your weight and roll away. And if you fall in, use an ice pick to grab firm ice, kick to pull yourself up, and go warm up immediately. No ice is completely safe, and as the climate warms, the risks will grow. But if you're careful, you can still enjoy a winter day skating or ice fishing. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
And welcome back to the Wham Bam East Van Show. This is DJ Meddy, and we have our next special guest, and they're called the Whippersnappers. Please introduce yourselves.
Yo, my name is Ian, and I am the lead vocals for Whippersnapper.
Yeah, he's the main voice. I'm Brian. I'm one of the rappers.
Awesome. Okay. And then, yes, when I think of the name Whippersnappers, I totally think of the Western movies, right?
Pretty much, yeah. You know, kind of that, especially kind of a lot of us, you know, East End mindset, you know, we kind of were looking at what direction we want to go and something with a little bit of a bite to it.
Yeah, amazing. Okay. And, yeah, do you like the Clint Eastwood kind of movies or did you watch Bonanza?
I like Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger. How about, did you watch anything when you were growing up?
Pretty much. Most of it was all the Italian Westerns, you know, so Clint Eastwood, of course.
Yes, amazing. Okay, so please tell us about Whippersnapper, the band, the sound, and also your band mates.
Oh, yeah, well, there's five of us in the band. Mm-hmm. They're not here tonight, obviously.
Hi, guys.
Hello. Corey, Sebastian, and Darren. Corey is... He's a rhythm guitarist and the music writer.
He's kind of the maestro of the whole project and kind of
draws it all. Is his project.
Okay.
It is his music. And Sebastian is a lead guitar, and we have Darren on bass.
Darren on bass.
And I think that's it. Yeah.
Well, right now, other than you, of course.
Yeah. And yeah. and I think the style of music is rock punkish.
A little rockabilly, little punk, a little Pearl Jam, you know, it's Blink 182-ish, and live, it's certainly more intense live. We had our first show recently, and it was a great crowd, and it was really nice to see people up in front, really just kind of, you know, when you see the heads going, and the hands are up, and you're like, okay, well, you're accomplishing a goal.
Amazing, yes, that was at Cabin's...
Captain's
Cabin.
Yeah, they rock, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, and then we'll also talk about your the next gig that's coming up. But let's hear the first song that we got here, "Lost in the Ashes." Tell me about that.
Oh yeah, "Lost in the Ashes." When I first heard the music, like there was, it was just music, no lyrics, no nothing, just instrumental, right? And then so, this sounds like something. I think I wanna try to, because I have some YouTube influence in me, so I want to try get into that and maybe stole some ideas.
All right, well, let's just hear it. Here's "Lost in the Ashes" by Whippersnappers on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Thank you.
You heard it here first on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yeah, so when does it actually officially is going to be released?
It's going to be released on the 27th.
Yeah, of February.
On February.
This month.
Yes, and it's the same day that you have a gig at the Roxy?
Excited about that one on Friday night at the Roxy, yes.
Where can people get tickets?
Actually, on the link, we can post it on our Whippersnapper, our Facebook page. I know that our Instagram also has the details, or on Live Acts. I know they have it on their site as well, too.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Great. Okay, so we have like a guitar here in the studio. And we're going to see if Ian could just kind of play a little something just kind of off the whim here, right?
It's a different version. It's a acoustic version of Lost in the Ashes.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I used to walk with you down to narrow street. We didn't hold that believed and a soul so fallen, broke the glass of my faith. Now I'm standing here, lost in empty space.
Nice.
Ooh, nice. Ian, I got a question for you. Do you sing karaoke as well? I know you're the singer of this band, but like, you know, do you sing karaoke?
Yes, I love karaoke. It's my favorite.
He's a father, so he has two beautiful young kids that he certainly interacts with musically.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to play Sunset Ride on CJSF 90.1, and we'll be back with more Whippersnapper.
On the wheel. Yeah, awesome. All right, guys, just so you know, some of this stuff was recorded raw, like one take. Right? Tell me about that.
Well, we have a small little rehearsal studio that I've kind of converted. We had to get creative and do all in ears and everything. I said, you know, let's do it studio mode. Mm-hmm. So the full drums are mic'd, everything else. And, you know, the bands that we share it with, they love it. But, yeah, we decided it was bed tracks initially. You know, not just natural tempo, no metronome, no click tracks. And then some of the other things like the lead guitars and whatever we did at my place as well as Corey's. We have our own little studios. And then we mixed it and I mastered it. And here we are.
Yeah, because it sounds amazing.
Thank you. We're happy with the end result. And we just know how to make improvements for the future.
Yes. Okay. And that last song that we played, it was called Sunset Ride. And we're going to ask these guys if they've ever rode a motorcycle.
I did a lot of motorcycle riding back in Cambodia.
Mm.
I had a Yamaha SRV 250cc, a V-twin engine, and it was a 1989 model, and I had it for 2 years, and it was the best ever. Like, I rode it like long distance road rides, and it was fun.
And there's no rules of the road out there.
Yeah, no rules, but you have to wear a helmet. Yeah.
All right, Brian, you said you used to ride?
I used to in my younger years and stuff, and then had a little incident, and then also met a very lovely lady, my wife, and she really distracted me from not getting a bike.
Mm.
So here we are today.
And what kind of bike was it?
Actually, it was a motocross. I was doing dirt bike riding at the time. So it was a two-stroke Yamaha, and again, it was way back in the younger days.
Okay.
Up actually, we're way at Westwood, where the racetrack used to be. We used to back in the day. It was a lot of great off-roading up there. So
awesome. Okay. So yeah, when I think of that song, "A Sunset Ride," I think of, like I said, motorcycle just riding. You know, down the. Are you guys gonna do any music videos in the future?
Yes, yeah. And Corey's already kind of started that too right now with some of our songs. He actually just did one recently for Sunset Ride, actually, and Lost in the Ashes as well. So those are on our websites, and he also has them on the YouTube as well too. We have YouTube. I keep on forgetting about that. We have YouTube as well too. So, but you know, with everything going out, we have it on all platforms on the 27th. Spotify and everything. So we're really excited about that alone.
And I know we mentioned about the Roxy, but you also have some more upcoming gigs.
Yes, actually, we're going to be over at on March 21st mm-hmm. at the Wolf Bar in Maple Ridge.
We love the Wolf Bar.
Yep, I love the Wolf. They've been really gracious to all of us in so many ways. And then we are in April on the 17th at Lanaloo's. So be a first for myself, but I know Corey and others have, and looking forward to that one. May, we are at the Chill House in Chilliwack, maybe, but I think we're just working on one. I'll shush about that one.
Mm-hmm.
June, we are at the Pemberton.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, and then a few more are in the works. Corey's just going crazy right now, doing all the bookings for us. So it's... You know, next thing you know, hey, got this date, boom. And it's like, thank you, you know. And it's so nice to have somebody that does that.
Yes.
Right? He's such a business
go-getter. He's a whippersnapper.
He's snapping it together. I tell you. Exactly. Yes. And, you know, it's so good to have. And every band needs one, you know.
Needs a little whippersnapper
in
their life.
Yes.
totally agree.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Where can people follow you guys?
We are we have
Whippersnapper the band, Facebook,
yes. Instagram, mm-hmm.
Whippersnapper, YouTube,
yes,
and Instagram, and TikTok,
yes. And just earlier we had a TikTok guy here.
Everybody's on TikTok.
Yes, and he was talking about all the different great places to eat in Vancouver. Do you guys have any special places you like to go to eat?
Oh, yeah.
You know, he was talking pizza earlier, right?
He was, yes.
And I was telling my wife this the other day. I lived and worked in Whistler for a few years in mid-90s, and it was Misty Mountain Pizza. Oh, my God. It was one of those deep dish, thick, you know, just one pizza filled your void. And just I haven't, you know, been able to find one locally here anymore. It's not the same.
Mm. Yeah.
But
I like the Memphis pizza.
Memphis Blues. I love Memphis.
That's my favorite
barbecue.
Place.
Barbecue.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Right on Commercial Drive there, baby. Yeah, those guys are great.
I want to go there again.
Yeah. So, hearing the gentleman earlier, you know,
yes,
good promos to him, especially on TikTok. And in that sense, that's where a lot of our videos are. Corey does, he'll come to us spontaneously after rehearsal and go, Brian, what's your favorite drummer?
Yes.
And he does these little clips. So he's been doing them for months with us.
Perfect.
So there's a whole whack of them on TikTok. And I'm like, hey, keep on doing it. But, you know, he puts you in a spot sometimes.
Right. Okay. So who did you pick? Who is your favorite drummer?
Oh, Neil Peart.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
I had an opportunity to work in the concert industry for a while and, you know, having to meet Rush and work with Rush. And
fantastic.
I have a used snare skin signed by the whole band.
Woo-hoo.
You know, those are one-off memories that, you know, you just got to cherish, right?
Oh, for sure, yes. Any, like, concerts that you guys are looking forward to or memorable concerts from the past?
No, I'm... concerts from the past. No,
yeah.
I haven't been to a lot of concerts, though, but maybe... I used to watch Dream Theater twice.
Yep, Dream Theater, yeah.
Yeah, Iron Maiden, Tool...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes, and you're wearing a Tool shirt today.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been to Vancouver a few times. Yeah.
Many times.
Yeah.
Many times. Yeah. The band, I actually, funny enough, I was talking to somebody about a mutual buddy of ours that played bass,
mm-hmm.
Rammstein.
I love Rammstein. I went to the Rammstein concert,
same.
And it was the best.
Yeah.
That was the best concert I've ever been to with the flames and
the production just alone. It's, you know, Kiss. Okay, yeah, you got to appreciate everybody who does pyro, but man,
right.
These guys are the masters. It's just
they are the masters because I was way back the very like to the wall and I felt the heat. I felt the heat.
But it's a consistent pump. Like the whole show is just like one pulse.
Yes.
And it's just that's the whole thing, you know. And when a band can control a crowd, you just feel that pulse. Every song just rolls into the other, and it's just amazing. It's just a good feeling.
Well, you guys have that pulse going with your band, I find. Yeah.
Thank you.
Like you said, you got the dancers going on to your shows. So, yeah, hopefully you'll see them in your future upcoming shows.
Yes. We encourage all.
Oh, yes.
Encourage
perfect.
All.
All right, guys. We're going to play this last song. Tell me about Through the Static.
Yeah, Through the Static, it's kind of like apocalyptic. There's an apocalyptic theme in there, at least. Like, and this guy, he found this old radio. He's trying to listen to the...
the static.
Trying to hear some... Trying to look for signs or voices or someone else out there is still alive or something. So... That's
who knows what type of dreams he was having leading up to writing the lyrics in this song is all I can say.
Yeah. So what happens, guys, if this is going to come to like World War III or whatever? Are we going to be ready? Are we going to be okay?
I don't think I will be. We're just going to hunker down somewhere. But, you know, we're in Canada, man.
I know,
like,
right?
The old bomb shelter, nothing like that.
I know. We're pretty free. We're pretty like, I'm
you
good,
almost
good
gotta,
vibes all
yeah,
around.
And you almost got to wonder which way directions are going to go. But, you know, we had some politically, you know, he was going that direction a little bit on lyrics. And, you know, we've had to adjust a few, but, we're speaking to the times.
It could be double meaning, actually. Like,
right.
It's about a past relationship, and he's trying to listen to through the static, trying to hear her name again or something, or her voice, trying to hear her voice again. So
reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
Reach out. All right.
Get through the static.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it, folks. We'll be right back. And I hope you were able to hear us through the static. Yes. All right, guys, we're about to end here. Any shout outs?
Yes, we would like to thank the people who are the venues are very kind.
Oh, yeah. You know, the Roxy for one to host Nessa, yeah, the Wolf, the Captain's Cabin, Lanaloo's, okay, yeah, Pemberton's, and everyone and anyone else is going to welcome us in the near future.
Yes.
Ron at Bullies, I have to tell you, the New Westminster crew and all of our bands and everybody who we have our space with, the Front Street Studios. You know, it's so awesome to have all the engagement and the interaction and the support of for each other.
Yes.
So, you know, whenever we want to put on a show, we've got lots of bands with lots of talent, and hopefully, I know many of them have been here, so which is really cool too.
Yes, we love Bullies. Oh, well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. All right, we'll catch y'all next week. Stay tuned for the next show. It's the 60-minute stage dive. Oh, and let's ask you guys a question. Have you ever done the stage dive? Have you ever done the, you know, the crowd surfing?
Back in the days, yeah.
No.
All right, guys, we'll catch y'all next week. This is DJ Mehdi signing out. Bye.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1, on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?